So as usual, just begin by paying attention to your bodies. And there's some people I've been talking, there may be pain in the body, there may be struggle. But this is always the very first step, the very crucial step of beginning. Notice your location in time and space. Relaxing into your sense of your body. Opening into your senses. Opening into the mystery of the body. Notice the central axis of your body. Notice the left side and the right side, the front and the back, the surface and the inside. Feel the pulsatory nature of the body, the beating of the heart, the pulsing of the different systems. Breath, circulation system, nervous system. Notice the miraculous nature of the body and the way in which these different systems coordinate, communicate, creating the sense of just you, just sitting here. Be aware of your body as the ground and the anchor, as the generative point around which your sense of self, sense of universe takes shape. Notice the softness of your body, notice the hardness of your bones. The fiery nature of the nervous system, the fluidity of the blood and the lymph systems, noticing the body as a play of elements. Noticing your body as a confluence of energies, continually remade in the moment, continually recreated. Notice the way in which the body interacts with the inner and outer worlds. Noticing the interplay of the senses. Noticing touching, hearing, seeing, smelling and tasting. just relaxing into your experience. Witnessing the arising and the passing away of experience, moment by moment. Embracing yourself as the living image of the Divine. Betzelim Elohim. Made in the image of the Divine. Noticing the capacity of the body to hold opposites. Peaceful places in the body and uncomfortable places. Energized places and sleepy places. Happy places and sad places. The mind can only hold one thought at a time, but the body can hold the opposites. The body is a container, a living grail. A doorway and an altar. Right at the heart of the sense of body is the capacity to regenerate. Cells are dying, cells are being recreated. There's no death, no final death in the body. It is continually growing, changing, recreating itself. Be aware of the life within your body. Let us bless the body by making the Kabbalistic cross together. Placing a dominant hand on your forehead, we chant Ate. Ate. Bring your hand down the body, letting the pillar of light go straight down into the earth. We chant Malchut. Malchut. The right shoulder, Vegevira, the clarity and the will. Vegevira. left shoulder, Vegedula, love and mercy. Vegedula. Coming to Tiferet at the center, Leolam, Amen. Leolam, Amen. Again, Ade Malgud Vegevira Vegedula Leolam Amin. One last time. Ade Malgud Vegevira Vegedula Leolam Amen. Above your head, sense or visualize a sphere of brilliant diamond white lights. This is Gatha, the crown of creation, that is simultaneously the crown and the root of the tree. Just rest for a moment, sensing this sphere. Feeling its radiance, feeling its power. The lamp above the head. Feel the brilliance of this sphere. Feel its stillness and its subtle activity. The Hebrew name given to its expression in matter is Rashish HaGelgalim, which means the original turning, the original movement, the origin of movement. It is the still point from which all movement arises. The Rashith HaGilgalim. In the place of fluidity and movement, it is described as the choir of the Kayot HaKadesh, the choir of the holy living beings. In the world of creation, it is called Metatron. The angel who looks directly into the face of the divine. And its own deepest place, it is called E'aye, Asha E'aye. I will be that which I will be. Feel the qualities of Ketta, the point that is the origin of movement, the holy living creature, the percept direct experience of the divine face, and the expression of I will be that which I will be. Chant with me the name of God, E'aye. Rest in the stillness of Ketta. Out of that stillness, see the pillar of the middle pillar emerging out of the center point of the silent brilliance. Feel it descending to the level of the throat. Where it becomes the sphere of incandescent violet grey. Feel the relationship between Ketta and the art, between the art and Ketta. Feel the mystery of the art, the sphere that is the knowing of not knowing. The expression of the art in matter in the world that we know, is imaged as Sothis, the dog star. Star that represents the flooding of the Nile, the inundation. That mysterious multicolored star that is found in the night sky. Expression of the art in the world of fluidity is called the choir of the Nashash, the choir of the serpents. As we enter into the mystery of the art, we enter into the mystery of the serpent song. The choir of serpents, bridging between the stillness of Keter and the movements and activities of the outer worlds. In the world of creation, we meet here the archangels of the cardinal points, the place of prismatic trembling, where from the single point of Keter, the four directions, the two horizons, start to become visible. In the world of pure stillness and divinity, we contemplate the name Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh-Elohim. Chant this name with me.
Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh-Elohim. 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 Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh-Elohim.
Feel the movement of the pillar downwards from the center of the art down to the level of the heart, where it becomes the sphere of Tiferet, the golden and beautiful inner sun. Feel the balancing quality of Tiferet, feel its fiery heart, its expression in matter as Shemesh, the sun, that warms, that enlightens, that generates life. Feel its activity in the world of flow, as the Malachim, the kingly angels, the sovereign angels, who stand at the center of things and balance and bless. Feel your identification with the Malachim. In the world of creation, Tiferet is Mikael, the angel who is like God, the high priest of heaven, who mediates between left and right, between up and down. Who blesses with the name. In the divine world, the name of God is Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh-Aloha-Vada'at. The known God, the God made present to me. Chant this name with me.
Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh-Aloha-Vada'at. 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 Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh-Aloha-Vada'at.
Feel the pillar descending from the heart of Tiferet down into the pelvis, where it becomes Yesod, the foundation of life, a sphere of blues and greens and silvers, shimmering and shining. Shining on us as the moon. For in the world of matter, the place of Yesod is with Levana, the moon, with its movements and its tides, with its cyclicity and deep connections to the life tide. Deeply influencing the pulsing and moving nature of the body. In the world of movement, we find the choir of the cherubim here, the strong ones, they who work with the rhythms of life. And as we align with Yesod, as we align with the cyclicities of the moon, we enter in to the place of strength and vitality. we become one of the cherubim, those who praise with strength and movement. As we touch into Yesod in the world of creation, we find the Archangel Gabriel. As a shining pillar of silver, as the mirror that reflects the divine, the giver of deep vision. We become Gabriel, we become the annunciating angel who delivers the divine message. And in so doing, we enter into the presence of Shaddai El Chai, the Almighty Living Power. That through intide and outtide, through ebb and flow, creates and recreates the worlds. Chant this name with me. Shaddai El Chai. 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 Shaddai, Shaddai, El Chai. Shaddai, El Chai. Feel the middle pillar descending to beneath your feet, where it becomes a sphere of luminous blackness, within which rainbow colors of all kinds can be seen. This is Malchut, the living kingdom, the kingdom of the body, the kingdom of the flesh, the kingdom of matter. Golden matter in the world of matter, Cholem Hayesodof, the sphere of the founding elements of life. Here is hardness, airiness, radiation, flow, in different combinations and permutations. As we step into the living universe, we step into that world of activity, of movement that creates apparent solidity, but the place of constant movement, for there is no death here. There is simply change and interchange. Confluence and flow. Feel the solidity, the power of Malchut, the opposite pole to Keter, the place of the fiery energy of the serpent, the place of the earth power. the fiery energy. Which is why in the world of flow and movement, it is called the choir of the Ashim, the souls of fire. Feel that fiery root energy anchoring the tree, moving upwards through your tree. Feel the vast potential of the sleeping serpent. Touching as you do so, the creative aspect of Malkut, represented by Sandalphon, the Prince of Prayer, the angel who is rooted in earth but raises up prayers to heaven, who allows the rising up of the creative fire, and who brings us into the presence of Adonai Haaretz, the sovereignty of the living earth. Chant with me, Adonai Haaretz. 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 Feel the whole of the middle pillar. Feel the depth of these spheres. Feel the fiery magnetism of Malkut. Feel the life power and the vision of Yesod. Feel the fiery sun of Tiferet. Feel the prismatic mystery of Da'at. And the still silent lights of Ketha. Feel the tree of life that is your tree. And as you breathe in, unify your mind with Ketter. As you breathe out, send the pure white light down the front of the body to Malkut. And as you breathe in, bring the light up the back of the body for 6 circuits. onwards to the second set. As you breathe in, bring your attention into Ketta. As you breathe out, send the light down the right side, left side of the body to Malkut. As you breathe in, bring the light up the right side of the body back to Ketta, making this circuit for six cycles. Moving to the third circulation, bring your attention into Malkut as you breathe in and as you breathe out. And then as you breathe in, letting the light spiral anti-clockwise up the body to Ketta. As you breathe out, sending the light down through the middle pillar, down to Malkut. Again, doing this for about six cycles.